And that's the reason you're going out, is for your wife, Ying, to take advantage of education down there? Or?
Yeah, she's been awarded an opportunity to pursue her PhD in business with a concentration in management. There's only four students selected. She is one of four from a deep applicant pool. And it was it's one of those, it's kind of like a half-court shot, Joe. Every once in a while, they'll go in. And she nailed it, and I couldn't be more happy for her and thrilled about this opportunity.
So you had to take it, pretty much.
Yeah, definitely. That is the definition of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So we're doing it. So it's bittersweet leaving. We love it here. We had plans on our girls graduating from high school here at Petersburg High School. It's a great school system. Yet it's it will be a wonderful opportunity for Ying. So
a new chapter for you. Yeah. Because you've been here how many years?
Well, I was assigned here originally by Bishop Mike Warfel in 1999. And so I served at St. Catherine's for 5 years. So I've been here in Petersburg for 17 years and just loved it. It's just amazing how God is working.
During that time, you were also covering Wrangell's Church as well.
Yep. I learned to fly as a Catholic priest, so I came here with the church's plane. It's a Cessna 182 on wheels, and I was here in St. Catherine's in Petersburg for half the week. Sunday morning, I'd go to the airport, fly to Wrangell. I'd have mass over there, and every other Sunday I'd go to Cake and celebrate mass on someone's dining room table over there. And then I did that for 5 years. So it was great. I just love the people in both communities. So I love being a priest. I was a Catholic priest for 10 years. And then I went to Bolivia on a sabbatical. And that was that was 11 years ago. And that's when I met my wife, Ying. We've been together ever since, Joe.
And after that, I'm trying to remember, you were a police officer briefly.
Yes, so I resigned as a priest once we got married. But before I left, Rod Judy, God bless him, he offered me a flying position at Pack Wing full-time year-round before I even left here. So it's just one of the many ways God was blessing us with opportunities. So I flew for Rod for a while, and then Ying came back. Ying was a dispatcher at the Temsco helicopter up there, and that's how we started. We got here 11 years ago. Everything we owned was in a little car, and that was it. And so I flew that full season in 2006, and then my wife went to the police department to get a driver's license, and that's when Dale Stone approached me and asked me if I would consider being a police officer. And I never did until then. And that worked out great. It was a wonderful 2.5 years. I got trained to teach the DARE program, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education. So I loved doing that. And it exposed me to really everybody in Petersburg. I got to visit people that I don't normally see to experience the nightlife. So that was great. As a matter of fact, when I was a priest, I thought, you know, I ought to spend more time in bars because that's what the Lord would do. Mm-hmm. He would do that. So I was a police officer, and I'd have the graveyard shift, you know, the midnight shift, and I'd do the bar checks, and it was so much fun. People would say, Father Mike, what are you doing here? You know, they would ask me. I was like, well, what are you doing here? So that was great. It was a wonderful time serving in that capacity. So I never thought I'd be a police officer, but I'm excited. I'm glad I had that opportunity.
It certainly broadened your horizons.
It was a neat experience. Really amazing. And then we were worshiping at the Lutheran Church all the while, and bought a little house on Lake Street, and then the Lutheran Church called me to be the pastor. So, Joe, I literally went from my police uniform. My last day was February 6th. The next day, Saturday, February 7th of 2009, I was at a church council retreat for Petersburg Lutheran Church. And then the 8th of February 2009 was my first Sunday in the pulpit there, and that started the ministry. And then February 9th, the next day, 2009, my daughter Joy turned 2. And she's 9 now.
Wow.
It's amazing to see the girls and children, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, what's happening to us?
Time goes by fast.
Time goes by.
It's kind of amazing that you've had so many different lives and you've worn so many different hats in this community. It's such a visible spots too around town. People would know you that way. But even that you'd be able to adjust from one thing to another does that come naturally to you? I mean,
well, kind of. And I think a lot of it has to do with, for me, Joe, is with this gift of faith that I've been given. And Psalm 37, verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And so my desire of my heart was to marry my wife and thrive as a couple, as a family. And that's what's happened. And it just so happened that for a season I needed to fly, and then another season I needed to be a police officer. And the whole time I'm delighting in the Lord, and doors are opening. And so I'm just so grateful for the Petersburg Lutheran Church community to allow me to pastor there. That was a wonderful, they're great, great folks over there. And also I want a little shout out to all of the great parishioners at St. Catherine's. You know, that's a beautiful parish church there also. So, I just am so blessed to have been in Petersburg. This is a great little town, as you know, and it's a special town. It's neat.
Are you going to look for opportunities for preaching down south?
Yeah, you know, Joe, I do want to, and that's I've let my request be known to the Lord. And funny you should say that. Just yesterday, I was called. We went down there about a month ago to Auburn to Ying got the campus tour. I said hi to the Lutheran pastor down there, Trinity Lutheran Church. He called me yesterday. And he asked me to fill in for him on July 17th. And I said, well, will it be a communion? He goes, yeah, there's going to be communion, and I have a baptism for you. You don't mind doing that? I said, no problem. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I'm already doing pulpit relief, and I haven't even got there yet.
Does it feel like God has a plan for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's need for campus ministers, pastors. There's just some great churches down there, and my overall, really, the first thing for me is just to support my wife, and that's what I just feel the big picture. That's my calling right now, is to get Ying set up so she can do the best and succeed and thrive down there in school. She's just brilliant, and she'll do fine. And then my girls, the two girls, you know, they're gonna wilt, Joe. It's hot down there. It's really hot. We found a little house, got a nice backyard. So my only thing with the house was the central air conditioning has to work. And so they made sure they double checked that. So, but it's a neat. New chapter in our life.
So. Cool. Sounds like a big adventure.
Yeah.
Anything else important to cover from your time here? Or?
No, I think that's about it. I mean, there's just so much here in Petersburg. My favorite experience here, I think, was the Yule bucking, and I have to say, with Joy and Olivia and Ying, we just love Christmas here. I mean, this is a great place. The candlelight service at Petersburg Lutheran Church is really unmatched. We had our biggest, actually, Christmas this last Christmas. We had over 275 people come through on two services, and it was just it's just such a thrill. I mean, the grace of God is so evident and clear. I'll miss that. I'll definitely miss that every Christmas.
Is there a plan for your successor coming in?
Pastor Al Samuelson, who was he was the interim prior to my arrival. He'll be back filling in the pulpit, and he gets here. So the 17th, I'll be down at Trinity Lutheran proclaiming the good news, and he'll be here. So then the church council, they get a call committee. They're going to be working with the bishop and calling another permanent pastor. So that's in the works there. So I just want to thank you, Joe, and everybody here at the radio station, Tom Abbott. Great, great radio station here, KFSK. And I want to thank everybody at the police department. That's a thankless job, and they do a great job. And all my friends up at PacWing, God bless you guys, and thank you. And, of course, Petersburg Lutheran Church. and St. Catharines. And you know, when I was in Rome, I got to study there for 3 months. I learned the phrase arrivederci. It's the Italian way of saying so long. It means until we meet again here. And that's what I just want to say to everybody. Arrivederci. Till we meet again here, let this be our Rome, and we'll be back.
We hope you are. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.